You know, back when I worked for Bill, he did a lot of songs that he had recorded, but he never did sing on stage. And when in 2011, he would have been 100 years old, but we thought we'd do a album of songs that he did. And most of them, well, some of them I sang with him that we did on the record, but a lot of them he never did do on stage. And so we thought we'd put that out and let the folks hear it. So rush right over and get it, okay? Oh, we could do that one, yeah. This is one off that record. Are you a Bill Monroe fan back there?
Oh, yeah.
Are you? You know, he's the father of bluegrass music, and he hired a young banjo picker named Earl Scruggs one time in 1946. And that was the last ingredient to come in for what we call bluegrass today, you know. It was a banjo, the fiddle, guitar, and lead singer, and Bill Monroe, manon player, tenor singer, and a bass player. So now there have been a lot of variations of it through the years, you know, but that was the blueprint back in 1946. And guess what? They couldn't record in Nashville, couldn't record in Washington, D.C., couldn't record in Baltimore, no recording studios. I guess, I don't know. So they had to go to Chicago, to the Wrigley Building up there. You could chew chewing gum while you recorded your songs. I'm getting clean off the mat now. I got to quit. Let's see now. You wanted to hear, you didn't want to hear no more, but I'm going to sing one anyway. This is on the Bill Monroe Remembrance record. In Despair.
In Despair, yeah.